I'm Gene Watson. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose, why you ramble, heaven knows, who will love you with a love.
Well, it's after lunch and we'll continue with the interviews, and Gene Watson, a regular visitor to the UK shores, welcome.
It's good to be here. You doing okay?
I'm doing great, and it's nice to see you, and we keep hearing lots of good music coming out from you.
Well, we're trying our best. We've got a new CD coming out the 26th of this month, and I'm really looking forward to getting it out. It's a hard title, hard for people to remember the title. It was called Real Country Music. So we're really thrilled with this project, and I think the fans will be pleasantly surprised with it.
Is it new music, or is it covered songs, or some of your hits, or
it's a mixture? There's some cuts on there that I recorded years back that were taken out of the catalog, and people have requested them over and over and over, try to buy them first one thing and another, and they couldn't get them. So I went back in the studio and recorded some of them over again, completely new recordings. And then we've got some new things that I never, you know, even heard until I got in the studio and started digging them out. And got a couple of cover songs that I never, you know, never dreamed I'd ever record. So it's some old, some new, and a lot of in between. So I think it's going to be a good CD for us.
That's great. Are there any plans to come back to the UK in the future?
Well, not at this time. We're so busy in the studio with the recordings, and plus we're starting on a new television endeavor, me and Mo Bandy, and the Gene and Mo Show. So we've got that to look forward to. I'm also trying to complete a gospel album. And so I've got so many irons in the fire, I'm really kind of staying close to home right now. But who knows, hopefully before too long we can get over there.
But you've never stopped. You're always on the go. You're always performing. You're doing. How many dates do you do a year?
Well, as far as work dates with the band, I try to do anywhere from 80 to 90, somewhere in there. But then you factor in the travel time. And, of course, I do quite a few Nashville shows here, TV shows, and by the time you factor all of that in, the recording and what we're trying to do, I got my plate pretty full.
Because I know you do Larry's Diner, and you also do the where all of you guys get together. I forget what that show is called.
Family Reunion.
Yeah, in fact, we just got back off of the Country Family Reunion cruise. So we've been out 7 days on a cruise ship, and just literally just got off yesterday and flew from Florida up here to Nashville, and we're doing this. The quicker we get through here, I fly back to Texas, and then I go, we play a date up in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Then I come right back to Nashville for more of this and to tape Larry's Country Diner. So we're pretty busy.
I was seeing some clips on YouTube, and you've welcomed with open arms Mo Pitney.
Mo is one of the good ones. I'm really proud of him. I'm proud for what he stands for. There's a lot of them out there that call themselves country that I don't need to tell you that's not. You know what I mean? Well, Mo is. Mo's a good one, and it's such a thrill to have someone that young and so eager to do the kind of music that has kept me going for all the years, and I wish him all the best.
It must give you hope that the music you've loved so many years is actually going to continue with artists like him.
I should hope so. I'll tell you, it's beginning to get scary. You know, like the song George had out, "Who's Gonna Fill Them Shoes." I don't know. There's not that many traditional country singers out there anymore, I don't know what we're going to do. Joe Nichols is one that's a good one. Billy Currington, I think he does some good stuff. There's some good artists out there, but not that many traditionalists. And so, you know, we got to work on getting more of them.
There's a guy interviewed earlier today just having a bit of a hit at the moment, Dylan Scott. He got such a great traditional voice.
I don't guess I know of him.
Check him out. You'd like him. You'd approve.
That's good to know. It really is. Because, like I say, they're getting fewer and fewer and fewer. So hopefully we'll have some new ones coming along that do, you know, the kind of music that we do.
Well, let's go out with one of your songs. Is it very difficult to pick your favorite? Or at least give me a list of some of the big hits you've had, and then let me have the last one, and we'll play out with that.
Well, it's hard to pick a favorite. The people have been so nice to me throughout the years, beginning with Love in the Hot Afternoon, and I've had such success right on up through the years. Got No Reason Now for Going Home, 14 Karat Mine, Paper Rosie, Old Man at His Horn, and, of course, Farewell Party, the most requested song of my career. And just too many for me to mention, and I'd hate to pick one as a favorite because they're all sort of like my kids, you know. I picked them all. That's one thing I've always done, is pick my own material. And so I'm real happy that I picked the kind of songs that my fans out there enjoyed.
Well, it's not Farewell Party, but we're going to play that one because I picked it and you didn't. So, Gene Watson, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you. Hi, I'm Gene Watson. You're listening to Lee Williams.
When the last breath of life is gone from my body and my lips are as cold as the sea. Pretend you love me. there'll be flowers from those who cry when I go and leave you in this world alone. I know you'll have fun at my farewell party. I know you'll be glad when I'm gone. Oh, world alone.